This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. It was about a month ago when wildfires in Curry County, Oregon, and Trinity County had forced thousands of residents to evacuate their homes. A lot has changed in the ensuing weeks. Yesterday, the Curry County Sheriff's Office lifted all evacuation orders for residents there, and in Trinity County, the direct threat to lives and property has diminished steadily. Rainfall, though not a lot, combined with higher humidity and cooler temperatures, have aided fire crews as they continue to build containment lines around both fire complexes. Highway 299 east of Junction City remains under controlled traffic due to damage to the road surface, and motorists can expect 30-minute delays. The Helena and Fork fires have burned 21,000 acres to the north and east of Junction City. Some 600 personnel remain assigned. More rain is in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow, and that will help as well. The Eclipse Complex and the Orleans Complex of fires continue to burn in the Six Rivers National Forest. All evacuation warnings for residents along Highway 96 have been lifted in the Orleans Complex, and fire crews continue to build containment lines to the western edge of the Eclipse Fire to keep it from getting to the Big Flat area in Del Norte County. State Senator Mike McGuire, along with Supervisor Rex Bone and Trinity County, have been working to raise $25,000 for the assistance of Trinity County residents impacted by the Helena fire that destroyed 72 homes. McGuire said yesterday that they are just $5,000 short of that target, and you can donate to the Trinity County Fire Relief Fund at the Humboldt Area Foundation website. St. Joseph Health has launched a multimedia campaign to highlight the wide range of services and medical care available to local residents at St. Joseph's in Eureka and Redwood Memorial in Fortuna. A videographer has put together a compilation video of patients talking about the care they received, and it will be accompanied by print, broadcast, and online media presences. The campaign will run through December. The Oregon Congressional Delegation, Senators Wyden and Merkley, along with Representatives Bonamici, DeFazio, Blumenauer, Schrader, and Walden, have all put their names to a letter sent to the new Forest Service Chief, Tony Took, regarding the costs of wildfires to local economies. The latest disaster relief bill passed 2 weeks ago includes funding for wildfire suppression, and lawmakers in California, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho continue to push for dedicated federal funds for forest management to prevent catastrophic fires. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law Senate Bill 65, a measure that makes it illegal to consume cannabis products while driving, and it prohibits passengers in vehicles from doing so as well. The bill also institutes penalties for driving under the influence of marijuana, including a $70 ticket. The bill is aimed at bringing consistency to impairment laws already in place with drunk driving. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.